Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We're talking with Linda Teener. She is Executive Director at UFM Community Learning Center. The spring catalog is out, and again, it is being mailed out, and it's also on the website, tryufm.org. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
TryUFM.org.
Okay, very good. There's some really interesting classes coming up here. One in particular that's probably good for a lot of folks to think about here is cybersecurity classes.
Yes, we have three different cybersecurity classes that are being offered. They're being offered using Zoom, I believe. There's one on protecting your online identity. There's one on web browsing and email security. And we've got one on using your phone and being secure with your phone. It seems like increasingly we're hearing about problems with hackers, and maybe not on my particular computer, on big ones, but it moves down very quickly. So you want to be aware of what's going on and protect yourself online. And we've got a recent graduate of MATC who has been teaching classes for a while on cybersecurity, who'll be doing these classes for us. So I highly recommend everybody participate in them to protect yourself online, on the web, and on your phone.
Such an important class. You know, I don't think people realize how much of their information is out there online. It is really kind of frightening sometimes.
Well, it is. And, you know, there have been a lot of fraudulent unemployment claims that have gone out. And when that happens, then you have to go through all these stages of making sure that all your information is protected or put things on hold. And it sure is good to know where and how to do that, but how to keep it from happening in the first place if you can. Some of that there's no way to prevent, but as much of it as possible, let's take care of it ourselves.
What about for professional development? What are you offering this semester?
Well, we have a large variety of online classes on professional development areas. We've partnered with a longtime colleague, friend called Learn that actually started at UFM to be able to offer some online classes taught by professionals around the country. And you can get certifications in a number of the areas. We've got teaching online, we've got coding, we've got digital marketing, conversational Spanish, some contact tracing classes. They still need employees for that, so you can get certified in that. Many, many more that are not even listed in our catalog. But if you go to our website, you will find a long list of courses that are pretty reasonably priced to get a certificate. Generally, it's three classes to get a certificate in something. There are some you can just take one class. Some of them are optional. They're all non-credit. But they're very professionally done. We've had excellent feedback from those that have taken the classes here locally. And so it gives us a lot of confidence to be able to offer something to the community that is not available otherwise. So I would check that out. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call us at 539-8763, or you can certainly look at our website, or you can email info@tryufm.org and we'll help you out.
All right, very good. You know, it's January 6th, and we're about a month away here from the first signups for the Manhattan Community Garden.
Although, actually, Landon, those are, why do I keep calling you Landon? I don't know. Brandon, these are for new gardeners. We have been signing up returning gardeners since November. So it may be cold outside, but people are thinking about gardening all the time. And new gardener signups will begin on February 6th. We have two in February, we have one in March, and we have one in April, specifically for new gardeners. And we have the one on February 6th is at 9:30 in the morning. The one on February 23rd is at 5:30. And then one in March is in the evening, and one in April is in the morning. You can find the exact times and locations, again, on our website by going to the Community Garden page of tryufm.org. The Community Garden is designed specifically to let anyone in the community have some space to garden. You can grow whatever you want to grow. That's legal. And you can take care of it as though it were your own plot during the time that you have it. There's a small fee that's charged once to rent the plot, and that plot rental goes to cover things like mulch, hay, water, electricity, all the kinds of things that you need to run a community garden. We have two locations. We have plots at 9th and Riley Lane, which is kind of to the south of Howie's Recycling. And then we have plots also at on Collins Lane, which is about a mile south of town on Manhattan Avenue. You turn right and go down about a quarter of a mile, and we've got 150 plots there that are available for people to garden. You sign up once, you get it for the whole year. If you like it and want to continue, then you can have that same plot in the following years. It's been a very successful program. We had last year about 180 families that gardened with us, and we have in the neighborhood of about 250 plots total that are available for people in the community.
Nice. Well, that's great, and what a great opportunity here. You know, if anyone's making New Year's resolutions and want to eat healthier, maybe incorporate more fruits and vegetables into their diet, mm-hmm. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, that's true. And it is available to anyone. We have special fees available and scholarshiping for people in low-income areas so that they can participate. We help in every way we can. This year, we also got a grant to do some special gift cards and things for our gardeners through a COVID program. So we're working really hard to get the gardens filled. We don't like to have plots sitting around empty. So please call, stop by, participate in the Manhattan Community Garden.
All right, let's do that. Let's get them all filled up, because that would be really cool to see. And it's kind of fun to walk through there and check them out and see what people are growing.
It's very interesting. Yes, yeah. As long as you don't take their stuff. Right. This is not a public garden. Each family rents a plot and they grow what they want for themselves. It's not a community garden in the sense that I'm growing it, but you can come in and take my tomatoes. It doesn't work that way in our community garden. But it's fun to walk through because we have people from all different kinds of cultures who grow things that they're familiar with and adapt their own gardening styles to our space. So it's very interesting to see what people grow and how they go about growing it.
Yeah. Again, Linda Tiener joining us here for a few more minutes on In Focus. Got some more classes here in the catalog. I will just ask about this one specifically. There's one coming up here on exploring the history of Manhattan's Main Street. That sounds pretty interesting for any history buffs.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be very interesting, and the Riley County Historical Museum will be coordinating that for us. They're going to be looking at what's happened with downtown Manhattan. There may be even some opportunity to do a walking tour at some point with that class. So I think that one will be very, very interesting. We have a number of cool kind of history things that are coming up. We've got one on with leadership during World War II. And how the various generals managed things and how it worked out. That's being offered by Robert Smith from the Fort Riley Museum. He is a very popular instructor for us, and I'm sure this one will be filled up. There is very limited in person, but there'll be opportunity to be able to Zoom in to participate in that class as well. And we've got one on True Stories of Adoption that is written by someone who was adopted and found his birth family and then understood some of the background of adoption. Should be very interesting. Other things, we've got important legal documents and also understanding Medicare are some classes that we'll be having come up. So do check out the catalog. One last thing I'd like to mention, though, is a course that is being co-sponsored by UFM and Parks and Recreation called it's a crazy title, The Development of Youth Performance Using Sports Psychology. It's a course that is offered by some local psychologists that's designed for parents, educators, coaches who want to learn more about how you can use mental and emotional training during early athletic years to really improve performance and reduce stress. There's no charge for this course, but we are asking for donations that would go to either the UFM or the Parks and Recreation Scholarship Funds to keep youth engaged in sports activities in the community.
All right, very cool. That sounds like an awesome class. And again, the spring catalog is out. You can check it out. Available online at tryufm.org. If people want to give you a call, what's your phone number out there?
It's 539-8763. And if we're not there, please leave a message because we always return our phone calls. And make sure you leave your complete phone number. Your name and your phone number will get you a call back.
And you guys are located right there across from K-State on the, I guess, would that be the west or east side, right?
East side of campus at 1221 Thurston. We're the big red house on the corner there. Of Thurston and Manhattan Avenue.
Can't miss it. All right. Well, Linda, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for coming on here this morning and talking to us about all these great opportunities. And have a happy new year.
Thanks. Good to talk to you too, Brandon. Take care.
That's going to wrap up our program here for today. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have officials from NBAF on the show, as well as General Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Executive Council.